Welcome to Red Barn Radio's production of An Appalachian Christmas Six. Red Barn Radio was brought to you with the help of the folks at LexArts, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. MSI Production Services, helping to make your next meeting or event a success. Under Maine, the online digital sandbox, presenting vivid content that is platform for some of the region's most talented writers, artists, and performers. Under Maine is a goldmine of creative talent. More information at undermaine.com. And Red Barn Radio's television producer-director Ken Howell and his video production service, Trails End. For more information, Ken is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Sam Gleaves. Please welcome Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason.
Welcome to Red Barn Radio's production of An Appalachian Christmas Six. I'm your host, Donald Mason, welcoming you to the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Thank you for joining us as we feature banjo player and multi-instrumentalist Sam Gleaves and his guest, the Sharkey Farmers. Al, Alice, and Ruth, presenting music in the Appalachian mountain tradition, some old, some new. Author Silas House, appearing with Silas, author Jason Howard. Please welcome the president and CEO of LexArts, Nan Plummer.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Arts Place. Thank you for being here, for sharing part of your holiday with Red Barn Radio. I am brand new to LexArts and new to Lexington, and it is a thrill for me that our organization supports in some small way the wonderful work that Red Barn Radio does to keep Kentucky music traditions alive. A personal story. 35 years ago, I walked into a place called the Pretzel Bell in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and heard live bluegrass music for the first time. It changed my life. 31 years ago, I married that banjo player, and we are still married, and he is still playing with the RFD boys. So I like to think I know a little bit about this, and you are in for a really big treat tonight. So thank you for being here. We're just thrilled to see so many people. Welcome to our viewers and listeners, and have a wonderful holiday.
Sam Gleaves is originally from the Blue Ridge Mountains of Southwest Virginia. Sam took the mountain instruments, including the banjo, guitar, fiddle, auto harp, and dulcimer, and found his lonesome tenor voice as he fell in love with the mountain love songs, which he carries into this generation with pride. Sam Gleaves embodies the spirit of mountain music, joyful, haunting, a music that lingers on the ear and in the heart. Here's Sam.
When Joseph was an old, old man, and an old, old man was he courted Mary, sweet Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. Joseph and Mary, they went walking in an orchard so green, where there were berries and there were cherries as thick as could be seen. Then bespoke sweet Mary in a voice so meek and mild, "Pick me one cherry, pick me one berry, for I am with child." And then bespoke old Joseph in a voice that was unkind, "Let him pick berries, let him pick cherries that brought thee now with child." And then bespoke the sweet baby from within his mother's womb, "Bow down, thou tallest tree, that my mother might have won. Then bowest down the tallest tree, right unto sweet Mary's hand. Oh, see now, Joseph, oh, look here, Joseph, I have cherries at command. And then Joseph married his sweet Mary, Mary so meek and so mild. And on that Christmas, that cold, cold Christmas, she delivered forth her child. What will you name this child, Mary? Mary so meek and so mild. I'll name him Jesus, sweet baby Jesus, for he is the Christ child.
Al, Allison, Ruth. Music in the Appalachian Mountain Traditions. Al, Allison, Ruth are Al White, Alice White, and Ruth McLean Smith. They toured for years as part of the McLean Family Band and now are enjoying the chance to share music together again. And now they are here on Red Barn Radio with us. Welcome, Al, Allison, Ruth.
That we've got is called Celebrate Life. And, you know, sometimes not everything is all just bright and cheery at Christmas time. Sometimes you have to rely on each other to kind of get through things. And that's what this song is about. We celebrate life together.
Two.
Celebrate life, celebrate
During the holiday season and throughout the year, Red Barn Radio recognizes the work of community organizations.
Family Care Center is a real special place in Lexington. It's run by the Lexington Fayette Urban County Government. We do programming and services for families in Lexington in an effort to help them towards self-sufficiency. We have an on-site high school. We partner with Fayette County Schools to provide high school education. We also have a child care program for children who are preschool age, infants up until they're ready for kindergarten. We have a family case management program. We also have a hands home visitation program. They cover many things that families need to know when they're new at parenting. Planning for a baby, how you need to get ready emotionally, developmental expectations. And we have one other program, which is a pediatric medical clinic that's run by the University of Kentucky. They provide all that you would expect from a pediatric clinic in addition to mental health services for children and teens that serves many families in Central Kentucky.
Now the next song that we're going to do is called Bells Are Ringing, and it's bells are ringing everywhere at this season. They ring in places where folks have a lot and they're celebrating with a lot, and they ring in places where folks don't have so much. And this is Bells Are Ringing.
Presents, no candy, no treats, no stockings hung by the fire, no parties, no families to greet, no angels, heavenly choir. Bells are ringing all over the world. Bells are ringing, calling the light. Bells are ringing. No doorways, no windows, no walls, no shelter here in the ground. No standing, no safe place to fall, just the promise of this distant sound.
Bells are ringing all over the world. Bells are ringing, calling the light. Bells are ringing all over the world, all over.
Silas House is the author of 5 novels, 3 plays, and a creative nonfiction book about social protest he co-authored with Jason Howard. Silas was selected to edit the posthumous manuscript of acclaimed writer James Still and he recently finished his novel Little Fire. Silas serves as the NEH Chair of Appalachian Literature at Berea College and on the fiction faculty at Spalding University's MFA in Creative Writing Program. Welcome Silas House and his guest Jason Howard.
We're so glad to be with you and to wish everybody out there a happy Christmas. We're going to sing an old song called The Friendly Beast, and then I'll immediately launch into an excerpt from a short story I just finished about a week ago.
Jesus, our brother, kind and good, was humbly born in a stable of wood, and the friendly beast around him stood. Jesus, our brother, kind and good. I said the donkey, shaggy and brown, I carried his mother uphill and down. I carried his mother to Bethel town. I said the donkey, shaggy and brown. I said the cow, all white and red, I gave him my manger for his bed. I gave him my hay to pillow his head. I said the cow, all white and red, I said the sheep with curly horn, I gave him my wool for his blanket warm. He wore my coat on Christmas morn. I said the sheep with curly horn. I said the dove from the rafters high. I cooed him to sleep so he would not cry. We cooed him to sleep, my love and I said the dove from the rafters high. Plus every beast by some good spell in the stable dark was glad to tell of the gifts they gave Emmanuel. Gifts that they gave Emmanuel.
Yes, tonight was old Christmas, Epiphany, the night the animals were supposed to be able to talk, a night of magic. As a child, he had always wanted to sneak out to the barn to see if their pitiful little mule could suddenly articulate his greatest joys and sorrows. He never had, though, choosing the mystery instead. But Gabe's mind was not on the wonders of the world tonight. In fact, he had been taken over by a sadness unlike any he had ever known before, and he found that tears were in his eyes. Through his distorted gaze, he imagined he could see the dead out there at the foot of the mountain, looking up at their window. Other forms were nearby too, his parents, grandparents, his ancestors. He felt that his own body and soul had approached that thin veil between the country of the living and the country of the dead. His own identity was facing into that gray world. He was dissolving, dwindling. A heaving wind shuddered against the hotel and sent the snowflakes to tapping against the window's glass. It had begun to snow harder now. He watched the flakes until his crying stopped and his eyes were clear. The time had come for him to change himself. Yes, the news reports were right. Snow was settling all over Appalachia. It was falling on the skeletal trees of the hills, falling softly on the Cumberland Gap, where so many had trod through to the west, softly falling on the memorial to the Dublin mine disaster, upon every part of the lonely graveyard where Michael Burns lay buried. The snow lay drifted on the crooked headstones, on the barren thorns of the rose bushes that had been planted there. Something in Gabe opened up as he heard the snow falling faintly through his own country and faintly falling like the descent of every person's last breath upon all the living and all the dead.
If you've just joined us, this is Red Barn Radio's production of An Appalachian Christmas Six.
The Sharkey Farmers are four old-timers in their 20s who play traditional music from the Kentucky mountains. Each band member picks multiple instruments, sings the old songs, and writes new songs of their own. The Sharkey Farmers are Linda Jean Stokely from Woodford County, Kentucky, student and archives assistant at Morehead State University's Center for Traditional Music. Montana Hobbs from Lee County, Kentucky, a student at Morehead State University's Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. Montana and Linda Jean perform with the MSU Mountain Music Ambassadors, directed by Raymond McLean. Corey Schenck from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, a student and teaching assistant in technology and applied design at Berea College. And Sam Gleaves from Wyethville, Virginia, is an archives assistant at Berea College, where he graduated with a degree in folklore. Welcome the Sharkey Farmers.
Christmas time, soon be over. Christmas time, soon be over. Christmas time, soon be over. Then we'll join the band. Wake up, boys, let's go to the river. Wake up, boys, let's go to the river. Wake up, boys, let's go to the river. And then we'll join the band. Christmas time, soon be over. Christmas time, soon be over. Christmas time, soon be over. Then we'll join the band.
This is a tune I learned from Kitty Wells, and I recently just heard it, and she's one of my favorite country stars ever. And she reminds us that Christmas time isn't always the happiest time, so this is kind of what that song's about. Y'all ready?
All right.
Holidays are lonely days for me. Christmas ain't like Christmas used to be. Since the day he walked out the door, Christmas ain't like Christmas anymore. Before,
Christmas ain't like Christmas anymore. For I'm the only one that comes and goes. And since the day you walked out the door, Christmas ain't like Christmas anymore. It once made me happy, and now it makes me blue. There's something about Christmas that starts me missing you. No, I don't.
Coming up, more of Red Barn Radio's production of An Appalachian Christmas 6, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. For information on our guests and our program, we're on the web at redbarnradio.com. We're back after this break. This is Red Barn Radio. Welcome back to Red Barn Radio's production of An Appalachian Christmas 6, coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in Lexington, Kentucky. Sharky Farmers.
This lonely house don't need no mistletoe, for I'm the only one that comes and goes. And since the day you walked out the door, Christmas ain't like Christmas anymore. Once made me happy, and now it makes me blue. There's something about Christmas that starts me missing you. No, I don't have the spirit as before. Christmas ain't like Christmas anymore. No, I don't. As before, Christmas ain't like Christmas anymore.
Well, we're going to invite our friend Dr. Stephanie Jeter up here to do a little dancing. She's a prize-winning flat footer clogger. This is an old tune from Lily Mae Ledford, who is a great musician from Powell County, Kentucky, in the Red River Gorge there. And it's called Christmas Eve. Thank you all so much for putting up with us. Stephanie. Silas is one of my teachers at Berea College and has become a real great friend of mine. And this is a song by Robin and Linda Williams called Don't Let Me Come Home a Stranger. Nice thing for Christmas time, to have somewhere to go home to.
Sam Gleaves and Silas House.
As I walked out one evening to breathe the air and soothe my mind, thought of friends and the whole my hand, and all those things I left behind.
A silent star shone on me, my eyes saw the far horizon, as if to pierce this veil of time and escape this earthly prison.
Will there come a time when the memories fade and pass on with the long, long years, when the ties no longer bind? Lord, save me from this darkest fear. Don't let me come home a stranger. I couldn't stand to be a stranger. In this place so far from home, they know my name, but they don't know me. They hear my voice, but they can lay no claim on me.
Will there come a time when the memories fade and pass on with the long, long years, when the ties no longer bind? Lord, save me from this darkest fear. Don't let me come home a stranger. I couldn't stand to as I walk these city streets, I free my mind and drift away. I wander through my cleverments until I finally find my place.
Will there come a time when the memories fade and pass on with the long, long years, when the ties no longer bind? Lord, save me from this darkest fear. Don't let me come home a stranger. I couldn't stand to be a stranger.
Thank you. Silas House and Jason Howard.
This is from a story of mine called When She Came to Mercy. It's in a book called A Kentucky Christmas that has a whole lot of Kentucky authors in it, if you might want to check it out. Mercy stood on her back stoop for a moment with her eyes closed, breathing in the smell of December. It was too cold to be doing this, but she had always loved the clean scent of snow, the metallic tang of winter. She breathed in through her nose, but the air was so cold that it settled in her teeth, causing them to ache. She didn't care. It's a day made of ice, she thought. Mercy opened her eyes and looked out on her backyard. The world was blinding today in spite of the gray sky, which shone above like the back of a shovel. Snow drifted down like damp feathers, so slowly that it seemed it might never touch the ground. The sun was a perfectly round plate of silver, seen briefly through streaks of clouds. The trees were black against the whiteness, and the only hint of color was that of a red bird who flitted around on the snow. It pecked at the frozen ground and then threw its head high as if swallowing. Mercy couldn't imagine what it might have found to eat. There was nothing but snow. Even the creek was covered in it, stacked up on the sheet of ice that had formed there. She was 70 years old and had never seen the creek freeze in December before, but it had this year, and it wasn't even Christmas yet. People were saying it was because of the century turning. They said the weather was showing that the end of the world was nigh. She held onto the porch post with one hand and the coal bucket with the other, then stepped down into the yard. The snow came up to the tops of her boots, frosting the hem of her long skirt. She listened to the crunch beneath her feet and regretted having to track up the snow. She loved it when the whiteness went undisturbed. Before her boots made their marks, there was nothing but the tracks of the little redbird to give away the fact that life still stirred between these mountains. The cow had not found it necessary to make its way past the door of the little barn, and the chickens were quiet in their house. Mercy made her way toward the lean-to that covered her coal pile. The wind had piled a drift all around, so she took the coal shovel from its nail and grudgingly pushed the snow away. The coal was beautiful, black and solid and rich. She wanted to feel her hands on it, so she put the shovel aside and pushed the chunks into the bucket. Her work made a pleasant ring against the metal of the bucket. And then she sensed some movement on the mountain. She thought it might be a deer coming down to hunt for water. She squinted her eyes and focused on a red coat slowly stumbling near the cliffs halfway down the mountainside. She couldn't tell if it was a woman or a child, too small for a man. Mercy became very still and could hear feet stamping in the snow. Each footfall made a crack like wood splintering. "Up yonder," she called. "You'll freeze to death up on that mountain." The red coat made its way on down the mountain slowly, careful not to slip on the frozen rocks. And when it came out of the trees, Mercy could see that it was a girl, not more than 16, her black hair covered by a man's fedora. Her hands were buried in the deep pockets of the coat, and her dress was too short, not much longer than the coat, so that her wool stockings showed. Her eyes looked as if she'd been crying without shedding tears. Perhaps it was too cold to weep. Her lip trembled and her nose was so pink it was close to turning blue. "Ma'am," the girl said, as if out of breath, "help me."
Just joined us? This is Red Barn Radio's production of An Appalachian Christmas Six.
When Ruth and I began hearing this next song, we were young, probably 8 or 9 years old, or maybe younger than that. And we heard the Ritchie family singing this song. Jean Ritchie is the best known of the Ritchie family, that because she went to New York City and became involved in the folk movement up there. But this song we've sung for so long, we kind of claim it to. It's Brightest and Best.
Al, Alice, and Ruth.
The babe in the manger. Lo, for a guard the bright angels attend.
Brightest and best of the sons of the morning, dawn on our darkness and lend us thine aid. Star of the east, the horizon adorning, guide where
lies his head with the beasts of the stall. Angels adore him in slumber reclining. Maker and monarch and savior of all.
Brightest and best of the sons of the morning, dawn on our darkness and lend us thine aid. Star of the east, the horizon adorning, guide where our infant Redeemer is laid.
To get to spend some Christmas time with you and share some music that seems so much a part of Christmas. Good food, good friends, family, and music. And here's one of our favorites called The Light of the Stable.
bright through the knowing light of the stable. Kneel close to the child so dear, cast away fear and be thankful.
I'd like to thank banjo player and multi-instrumentalist Sam Gleaves, Sam's friends, the Sharkey Farmers, Al Allison Ruth, presenting music in the Appalachian Mountain tradition, and our special thanks to author Silas House and Jason Howard for helping to make this a very special Red Barn Radio program. Red Barn Radio also thanks all of the artists and volunteers who have helped with the production of Red Barn Radio throughout this year and all of the many seasons. And thanks to all of you for joining us for an Appalachian Christmas 6. From all of us at Red Barn Radio, to all of you, we wish you the happiest of holidays and our prayer for peace. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason. Here is our entire cast of an Appalachian Christmas 6 wishing you a happy holiday season.
Thank you.
Red Barn Radio was brought to you with the help of the folks at LexArts, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. MSI Production Services, helping to make your next meeting or event a success. Under Main, the online digital sandbox, presenting vivid content that is platform for some of the region's most talented writers, artists, and performers. Under Main is a goldmine of creative talent. More information at undermain.com. And Red Barn Radio's television producer-director Ken Howell and his video production service, Trails End. For more information, Ken is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker, for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. The special encore performance of Al, Alice, and Ruth.
No presents, no candy, no treats, no stockings hung by the fire. No parties, no families to greet, no angels, heavenly choir. Bells are ringing all over the world. Bells are ringing, calling the light. Bells are ringing all over the world, all over the world tonight. No doorways, no windows, no walls, no shelter here in the crowd. No standing, no safe place to fall, just the promise of this distant sound.
Bells are ringing all over the world. Bells are ringing, calling the light. Bells are ringing all over the world, all over the world tonight.
Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.